Forrest wanted to know where all the real medics were.
Dead, said the man monitoring Felix's phys chart.
Vaporized, like most everyone else. He tapped Felix's helmet.
You'll live, for a while, but I'd hate to have your shoulders. What made you try to crawl in a day suit? Most of the skin around your joints is scraped off. Are you crazy?
Felix considered this.
Yes, he replied and stood up.
The pain doubled him over.
Whoa, watch it there. Give the painters a chance. Go sit down somewhere for a few minutes. Better lie down for as long as you can.
I'll watch him,
offered Forrest as she stepped up to his side.
You're in worse shape than he is. You'd best watch each other.
The suits made it impossible to lean on one another, but the feeling of mutual support was strong between them as they shuffled slowly past the rows of warriors collapsed around the medical area. Felix crossed toward a likely spot, but Forrest said,
No, a little farther. I want to show you something.
So they continued on past those that were wounded, and past those that were dead, and farther yet, past those who could no longer be distinguished as warriors. Like a slag heap, thought Felix, glancing briefly at the fused hunks of plasteel strewn about the sand. They reached the edge of the mesa, where the sand was glazed slick and black by an ugly film.
Do you know,
asked Forrest, as they gently lowered themselves side by side to the ground,
what thermonuclear means?
Felix looked around him at the hellish landscape.
I do now, he said.
Only then did he notice the shiny newness of Forrest's suit. He looked down at himself. The black plasteel had been scoured clean by the same wall of sand that had flung him so far.
You noticed that, have you?
Asked Forrest, following his gaze. She chuckled dryly.
Good as new.
He smiled slightly, briefly.
Why did they wait so long?
Who? The ants? They didn't do this. We did.
Us? I didn't know anyone carried atomic weapons.
Hell, we are atomic weapons.
She swept an arm about her wearily.
A suit did this.
How?
Overload. Somebody keyed every relay at once and then tried to eject. Any warrior suit can do it.
I didn't know.
You aren't supposed to. No one is. It's a way to go that might be too dramatic to resist. Can you imagine what this would have done to the inside of a starship?
But still, what about accidents?
She shrugged, a bulky gesture.
Shouldn't be too likely. The odds against it happening randomly are enormous, or so I'm told. Makes sense. Some suit functions would be contradictory to others. Who would key every one of them at once and try to eject at the same time?
Somebody did.
Martinez did.